In the boat race, Oxford against Cambridge, here's Jonathan Ledyard.
So no surprises in Colombo, no surprises in Cardiff, who knows here at Chiswick, where already Cambridge have made a bold start. They will be on the Chiswick side, the Middlesex station, which is the northern bank of the River Thames, because Oxford won the toss, and there will be a boost also for Oxford, who started strongly. If you imagine an S shape, rather like a big bell, they're going up the right hand lip, going to the top and then back down on the inside of the bend.
Welcome to another F1 podcast
with Terry Saunders
and Kevin Shepherd.
It's the Australian Grand Prix.
Chandock bins.
Sutil spins.
Vettel wins.
Okay, hello everybody.
Hello.
We're back.
Da da.
Oh well. It's
that's happened.
It. First race has happened.
Well, I'm a bit nervous about that. Do you know what? It was better on reflection than it was at the time.
If you re-watch that race, it's very interesting. But at the time, I didn't like it.
Problem with the Australian Grand Prix for people living in Britain is it's just the wrong time.
Way too early.
It's not. It's not late enough to stay up, mm-hmm. but it's not early enough to get up. And
yeah, and then we had some clock confusion.
Yeah, and the clocks went forward, and I couldn't sleep anyway that weekend.
Yeah, so and you told me there was a problem with the iPhone, and so it wouldn't update the software. So I stayed up until 1 o'clock to make sure that it updated the time.
No. What I said was, there's a bug with the iPhone alarm, so set a non-iPhone alarm as a backup.
I didn't have a non-iPhone alarm.
Oh my God, what have we become?
So I had to wait until 2 o'clock, and then it went...
Then it went to 3 o'clock. Like, oh, shit, I'm going to get up. I might as well stay up now. Yeah. So I had the same problem with qualifying and the race, which is the exciting bits at the end. I was just dozing off. Q3, what happened? I don't know, who got pole?
Yeah.
But, so, we should talk about... For the one in HD. I haven't got it.
Oh, I did have it.
Is it good?
At my parents' house. Yeah, but I was tired, so it was kind of all grainy anyway.
I'm really gutted, because over Christmas, I was in John Lewis, and there was a sale. There's like a second soiled goods kind of thing.
Soiled goods?
It's soiled. Someone's taking it back.
Dirty goods.
Second-hand thing. And it was like a Freeview HD box, and it was like 40 quid instead of 100 or whatever.
Bargain?
And, you know, I was there with my wife, and I was there saying, oh, should I buy this? She's like, and she says, no.
And then you think, I really should buy this.
And I actually said to her, I'm not going to buy this. I only want HD if Formula 1 was in HD. And it was the week after they announced it. Fuckers. So yeah. Now I'm watching it in fuzzy D. Right, first of all, the first turn of a wheel...
The first in practice, oops.
Oh, can we just say, Chandock, if you're listening...
We do love you.
But we're not doing the underdog thing this year, so there's no need to showboat.
There's no need to make silly errors.
Because there's no promise this year.
It's crashed into a wall. I think I've got it sussed, though. I mean, it was in an HRT, to be honest. They go very slow anyway.
Oh, you mean last year's car was...
Yeah, last year was an HRT. Yeah, yeah. So he just got in a Lotus, and they've improved the Lotus as well. So he just thought, whoa, what's this button do? Well, that's the accelerator.
So, have you noticed when these tyres fuck up, they look really weird? Like, they look like a kind of deflated anorak.
Yeah. They look all like a deflated football.
I don't like this colouring system at all.
No, they're going to change it. They're saying they're going to change it because...
I could have told them that before the fucking race. I said those colourings, just when it's spinning round, there's more rubber than there is colour. So, therefore, mm-hmm. it's going to look kind of... everything's going to be a murky grey. Yeah,
the new colours, they're going to go for yellow... sand, taupe, khaki, and they're all going to be the different ones.
Oh, you're being funny.
Fuck you.
We saw the adjustable rear wing in action for the first time in practice. And,
Terry made an excellent video. Oh. I'm going to lay no claim to that video, Terry. That was an awesome video.
I enjoyed it. I watch it too much.
Yeah, I watch it a lot.
It's like a little bit of Prozac.
I showed my kids... My kids love that video. My daughter has favourited that video on her iPod Touch.
Wow.
She loves it.
Quite chuffed.
Yay.
Maybe we can start a franchise.
Yeah. And do you know what? You sound a lot like Stewie Griffin.
I thought it was more like Roland Rapp.
Yeah, Kevin.
You're Kevin. I forgot. Qualifying. Let's talk about the qualifying.
Yeah, qualifying.
So, Webber got kicked out of the water, really, didn't he?
Well, let's talk about HRT. How did they do?
HRT, bless them.
How did they do?
Bless them.
They got the car together just in time.
Well, this is the thing about HRT. You know, last year, It really was a kind of... For that, all three new teams, it was a mammoth effort to going. And the fact that they didn't turn a wheel till like was actually qualifying when Chandler went out, that was one of those kind of stories where you go, that was amazing.
That was really good work, guys.
For the second year... Fuck off. Simple as. No fucking excuse, you fucking work-shy cunts, right? I am not... And then Colin Collis going, oh, it's amazing we've got this. It's not amazing. It's a fucking embarrassment that you all this shit. Paul Arresta.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, is 15. every interview I see of Paul Arresta, they keep saying how amazing he is and how he's done DTM and GP2 and he was racing against Vettel and Hamilton all these years ago. And then you see him and you go, well, he's only 15. How the hell...
How did that happen?
What? When did he do all this?
In between his paper rounds.
I know. This new adjustable wing thing, let's talk about that.
We got it.
Because
it didn't seem... Do you know what? I mean, we took the piss beforehand, but it didn't... In practice, it didn't seem... Well, that confusing.
Well, the weird thing in practice, they can use it whenever they want. Yeah. So they just kind of go, I'm on a straight, I'll open it up. And of course, that's where Sutil had a big bang, because...
Yeah, well, he was in the right place, actually, when he had his bang, but...
Well, it's because I think he opened it up a little before...
A little bit too early.
Yeah, and then...
Oh, downforce, I need that to go round the corners.
But yeah, Webber, oh, God. You know, so basically, the qualifying... I find the qualifying quite depressing in a way because the order was about the same. All this off-season speculation of who's going to be the top car. McLaren are fucked up. Mercedes are looking good again now. Oh, Lotus have got midfield.
Williams have got pace.
Williams are looking promising this year. I've heard that before.
Same shit, different. But what was stunning was the gap between the front of the grid and the back of the grid in terms of times.
Yeah.
Except for the top six, they're all quite close together.
Exactly. So, you know, I think it's going to be a good year.
But three teams.
Well, I just
or
think,
maybe four.
I think the rest of them are gonna shuffle around so much. It's gonna be interesting.
But
Webber, like.
Well, the problem is they've all had to lose weight again for Kurs. Like they'd all put on back on their puppy fat.
Well, I don't think that's why Webber's lost weight. I think if you think back to the other year when he broke his leg and then he had a shit year.
Yeah.
Then last year he nearly won the championship and then broke his collarbone.
Uh-huh.
This year he looks really thin. I think he's broken something.
His mouth, he can't eat.
His mouth, his stomach. Can you break your stomach? Your gullet?
I think you can.
He snapped his gullet in half.
New commentary team, do you know what? Things have got a lot harder for us.
Yeah.
Because they're all quite good.
Yeah, using Coulthard has been quite cheeky by the BBC because it's... As even Lego doesn't even do it anymore, we still take the piss out of him. And there's nothing... apart from now that... Brundle's lead commentator.
Yep.
He has a little pre-prepared bit at the start. Bless him. He hasn't.
He's definitely reading that out.
He doesn't have a good reading voice.
He needs to rehearse it. Listen, Martin, my old chum, just rehearse it and say it quickly and you'll be fine.
Yeah, because you've really not moved on since the old...
PlayStation days.
Yeah, it's the same voice. It's just... I mean, it's you. It's definitely you.
Yeah.
Sounds weird. Oh, and Vettel's called his car Kinky Kylie.
All right, Vettel, we get it. You like sluts. It's Kinky Kylie.
I just think he's quite sexist. I think they should make... I think the, you know, the human rights...
They should call his car Pete the Meat.
I think, yeah, equality law, he should have Hunky Hugh.
Dishy Dave.
Yeah, I think it's disgusting. I don't know why women aren't up in arms. Oh, I know, because they're not watching it. This isn't a sexist comment saying women don't watch Formula 1. I'm not saying they don't.
No, we have factual proof.
But I was shocked to see, or not shocked to see, the video I put up, that rear wing video I put up, has, on the demographics, 93% men have watched it. That's
wow.
Slightly depressing, isn't it? And then, overnight, there's all this talk of they had a mini-Kurs.
Yeah, I like the mini-Kurs theory.
Fun-size Kurs. Kurs for parties.
Are you tired of your Kurs getting in your way?
And so they're saying that they've made a little one just for the start, which is odd because although they can, at the start of the race, they can charge it up in the pits. Yeah. But if they've made a system that doesn't recharge any of it, that's just taking a piss. That's just Newey going, fuck the rook, fuck them.
Fuck them, I can't be bothered.
So, but there just wasn't a Kurs system. They just didn't have it in there. So that's...
I don't know why
that's cocky. Because they're cocky. Because they know they don't have to.
Talking of cocky.
That's like the Queen doesn't go out with a wallet because everyone will buy her a drink. Same thing.
Vettel's turned into some kind of philosopher over there.
Oh.
Do you know what? It's just... And some of the things he was saying, not just the stupid we are who we are comment, but some of the things he was saying to the team just seemed...
Well, the thing is, yeah, he's got that... because he's what, 23? When you were 23, did you think you knew everything?
Yeah.
Of course we do. We all go through that. Yeah. Now, the problem is, I thought I knew everything at 23, but I hadn't won a Formula One World Championship. So
I didn't have any, you had no soapbox to stand on.
Exactly. Then there was race day.
Race day, eh? That was this new rear spoiler, because what it's proved is that it kind of, it really works if your car's a little bit faster. If your car's fundamentally faster than the one in front, they can deploy it and you'll overtake straight away.
That was...
So all that happens is the cream rise to the top. So those top six drivers will always be at the front because they'll always be able to do a Sauber. Everyone else they'll be able to take quickly.
This is the thing that I... Cause, and it was great because this is the one point of the weekend I missed Legard, actually. Was when, at the start of the race, Button was stuck behind Massa. And they were going, after the first two laps, you can use the decimal wing. And it's just like this kind of, oh, you could use it now. And, of course, this is designed for Legard's building up. Oh. Yeah. And just, he opens the wing and nothing happens. And it's just, like, the overtaking working group going, we've got an idea for a new thing, implementing it with testing, everyone making these new expensive rear wings. The first time, a McLaren goes up against a Ferrari, surely the epitome of what you're two evenly matched front pace teams going up against each other.
A bang.
And he can't
and two equal
do
drivers as well.
Exactly.
I think they really are.
That's a bit unfair on both of them.
And what are they going to have to do? They have to readjust this rule to say if somebody's going to use their rear wing, you need to slow down a little bit.
Well, I mean, and also the rules are so stupidly complicated. So you've got to be within a second of the car on this line, but that's not when you can use it. You can use it on the next line. And on the next line, you've only got a certain amount of time to use it, and then you can open it. But when you brake, you've got to shut it up again.
Yeah, but don't forget that you're going to be going a lot faster than you were before. So you need to brake quite a lot more earlier than you were before. Oh, okay.
I think they're going to start putting in rules going, and if you're being chased by someone using their wing, you can't use your KERS.
No, exactly. That's
surely
the next step.
If you're being chased and someone opens up their thing, you use your KERS. But then what if they're using their KERS as well?
Well, it mean that a Red Bull will always be overtaken by another car, though. If they could catch up to the Red Bull in the first place.
Well, that's exactly it. I don't think they would, because the Red Bull's so stupidly quicker than everything else. But
curse you, Newey.
But then, later on, when... It was Button overtaking one of the Saubers.
Button did one of the Saubers.
And then it was just like, yes, yeah, so like you say...
Yeah, and he was way too far back, and he even caught Brundle out, because Brundle went, he's way too far back there.
And it was just...
And you just suck him up.
Even though I was, like, asleep on the sofa, that was a bit where I kind of stood up and did this kind of slow, sarcastic hand.
Well done.
We've spent all that money, and a faster car can overtake a slower car.
Well done. You have taken candy from the baby.
Dickheads.
Well done, you.
Oh, actually, what? That's a very moving minute silence. That's race.
Yeah. Well, sorry, I'm not laughing because of that. I'm laughing because I know what you're going to say.
Well, they make the whole track go silent. Like, all there's hundreds of thousands of people there. They make them all go quiet. Mm-hmm. They get all the drivers before the race to go at the front of the grid to have a photo. Silence. There's the other minute silence, and the camera cuts to some guy getting all the drivers to kind of go together, stand in the right place, going, you stand there. That man hates Japan.
Yeah, and he was talking.
Just like, there's a minute silence, mate. Just calm down.
The other thing with it is it's a minute silence and also a photo opportunity. So I'm assuming that there was a lot of...
Oh, yeah.
Just be quiet for 1 minute. I fucking dare you. Do they have to stand at the front of the grid? They can all stand where they are. Stand in your cars.
I think, in fairness, they're probably going to send that picture to Japan. Because I'll tell you what, if my house had been destroyed, that'd cheer me up. Oh, look, Michael Schumacher's sitting there. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a cunt. But let's talk about Button's fuck-up. Why did he do that? Why?
Well, he was pissed off to shit. Cause like
he was getting annoyed because he couldn't get past Massa, wasn't he?
Really? Just, oh, fuck's sake, he had road rage. I did reluctant applause when as soon as Button was obviously not going to give his place
Alonso
back.
Just went,
Alonso and Massa. I mean, fiendishly clever. That mm-hmm. is clever. Mm-hmm. Clever, clever, clever.
But it must have been... the speed at which it happened, because...
This is what I mean. Was it someone on the pit wall just saying, wait, quick, we can do this, this doesn't work out?
I can't believe that they had enough time on the pit wall to organise themselves to do that, I think.
Well, knowing Ferrari, I can't believe that either, because they spent a week going, OK, we're going to start the race. but, yeah, and then Button going, I was ahead of him, and just that thing of...
No, you weren't.
You really weren't, mate. Come on.
Do you know how many people watch this on the telly?
We get an angle and go, oh, and he just...
There's not even close to in front of, next to, beside.
But in front of, and even if Massa hadn't backed off, he'd have gone on the grass anyway, I think. Yeah, yeah. That kind of angle, so...
What are you going to do, Dick?
Stupid button. So he gets the first penalty of the year?
Yeah, yeah, he gets the first penalty of the year.
This, I think, is Button's first time of doing something controversial whilst driving for McLaren. He doesn't realise...
I think Stiffridge is driving for Honda, doesn't he? And no-one's watching. Just... And then they come again. Another penalty. Barrichello.
Oh, what are you doing, mate?
Well, he did all right, didn't he? He got past Gobayashi.
But I personally think that was a hot flush for Barrichello. Oh, God, it's hot in here. He's waving his arms about.
Maybe Rosberg just pissed him off, and his whole motivation was to hit Rosberg in the first place anyway.
You'd be young and beautiful. Whitmarsh especially looks like he's been to Next and got a jumper. I just ironed on some stickers.
I reckon it's totally marketing based in that not enough people, although it looks all right for a Formula One team, not enough people are going to go to the shops and buy silver clothes.
Well, I would buy silver clothes, McLaren, if they weren't 80 fucking quid for a fucking sock. So in the testing, they had this fancy new exhaust that fucked out exhaust gases
sucks
every angle.
Out vacuum.
And all this exhaust going everywhere, and it's all amazing, except it doesn't bloody work. So they so they make a new one that's quite sick. It's just, I think they just rip one off of Mondeo or something. And and they shove it on, and that works. You know, they're going a lot quicker.
Yeah, they shove theirs on the under tray that they've never done before.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where the Red Bull ones seem to come out. Except it hasn't got that weird fucking hole. Have you seen the hole at the back of the Red Bull?
Don't look into that hole directly. That's a black hole. That's a vortex. That's where all the time goes. They're not that quick, but they can actually suck time.
They can actually suck time and bend it.
So that joke got a lot better this year because
of the wonders of the universe.
Everyone's thinking about that.
Everyone's going to understand that joke. Yeah. Normally, you'd have to explain.
But I confess, I've been watching that program.
I love it, but I don't understand half of it.
Of course, last year the big thing was Red Bull had their movable wings, which they might still have this year.
Yeah, because they're still skeeting along the ground, aren't they?
And I think McLaren have tried to do that this year, but they've got it slightly wrong.
Like a detachable under tray.
Yeah, the whole under tray fall to the floor, as if like a little Thunderbird thing's going to come out of it.
Petrov did very well, and they sort of insinuated that Kubica would have done better, and I'm sure he probably would have done. we can't really talk about him without talking about Heidfeld.
Well, do you know what, this week
start of Heidfeld,
I've got to say,
let's be negative before we're positive.
I was quite moved by Heidfeld's tribute because it was slightly flawed in hindsight, but that tribute to his old friend Kubica by trying to drive an entire race with one hand. Just, I mean, beautiful. Beautiful.
Do you know what? There is a picture on the internet of the side of his car.
I know, I've seen that.
Saying that, like, that half of it's... You can see half of it's missing, and that's why he was slow. I think he was going slow enough that he was able to climb out of the cockpit while the car was still moving, prise off some panels, and get back in to save his embarrassment.
Just sell it to people on the side of the street.
We'll do nothing.
Oh, but scrap metal. Scrap carbon.
Lollipops.
So he had a shit qualifying, which was unexpected, but he says traffic, he says this, says that, but, you know...
Yeah, traffic. Shame the traffic didn't stop you getting to the circuit.
Yeah, and then the race just... Do you know, the impressive... And this is what, actually, if that photo is true of the big hole on the side of the car, it makes it all weirder, because there's a point of the race when it got to, like, 3 hours from the end, and I thought they've not mentioned him, they've not shown a picture. It's like in Back to the Future, you know, where the photo kind of fades out and they just disappear from memory. It's like... It's like that's happening, and he's just like just slowly stopping to exist. And it's like, if there was that big hole in the car, surely
they'd have seen it.
They'd have picked it up on the camera. I don't believe.
Why didn't they show? They show you all kinds of stuff.
Because that looks weird. You know, that's weird. Yeah.
Why would you not show that?
So I think that was just a Photoshop to make.
He just did it on the last lap, then he just played it.
It's got an axe. Cut.
Yeah, we are going to talk about Petrov in third place.
Yeah.
Well done. Did you see him afterwards? I saw him. He was hugging the trophy on the forum, just like he held it like it was a teddy bear.
Yeah.
And they're talking to him, and it just looked. It's like, I really like my trophy. Don't touch the trophy. It's my trophy. And Eric Boulier was with him, and I don't think he was there for the interview. He was just trying to get the trophy off him, and he just ran away. You're never going to catch me. But yeah, I didn't see the driver's press conference. How was he in that? Was he?
It was all right. It's very Russian.
Why not?
That sounds daft. But it really was like someone putting on a Russian accent. Maybe it is, maybe it's. But yeah, and obviously a lot of tweets came out saying he looks like a Bond villain because he's talking Russian and he's quite a big bloke. And I had to say, I agree.
He's he needs big, a though. Cat. He needs a cat for
he's
the conference.
He's fucking massive. He's like twice the size of everyone else. He's like the size of Jaws. He hasn't got the teeth, but.
He's got the sunken eyes.
But if you look at the clip, he looks like twice the size of Vettel. He could eat Vettel, easy. Which makes it
maybe
more impressive.
Maybe that's why they gave him something shiny, just to keep him occupied. Hold your trophy. Don't eat the nice
like,
boys.
When he stops hugging it, you see that half of it's been eaten away. I'm Petrov hungry.
Petro loves Sophie.
Who's Sophie? I've been getting a bit annoyed by Button and Hamilton doing this thanking the team thing.
I've got
to thank the team for working really hard, getting the car back to normal and getting it up there.
So like, patronising.
But it's that thing of going, this is the same team that fucked up the car in the first place. We've got to thank them for fixing their own fucking problem.
You know that problem you fucking made?
We've
well
got to thank them for accidentally murdering that girl and then burying the evidence. You know, that's just like... Oh, dear.
Hamilton's beard. Oh, chin strap.
Oh, Hamilton.
Come on. At least have the decency to wear a Busby hat on top if you're going to have a beard that looks like a chin strap.
We're going to go and see the Senna movie.
Yeah.
Into the Q&A.
The 6th of May, a month before it actually happens. Terry bought me tickets.
No, don't say we bought tickets.
Okay, well then.
We'll pretend we're going there like we're
we're invited.
Yeah.
we're invited.
We don't say that because that's lying. We just don't mention it.
Okay, do it again. I'm ready.
It's too late now. We're going to the centre screening.
We didn't pay for the tickets.
You bought your tickets. You fucking owe me for that. It's fucking 20 quid, you dick. Fuck's sake. When's your birthday?
December.
Well, you fuck off. I'll buy you a fucking bar of chocolate then. Got to ruin everything, haven't we?
We're going to go and see James Allen. We need disguises.
Yeah, well, near the time, we're going to... Because it's a Q&A, so it's the Senna film. James Allen's hosting the Q&A, and there's lots of people from Senna's life, it says, going there. It's going to be quite exciting. Mm-hmm. And
so we're going to have to be very clever.
So we've got to think of some questions that are, A, clever and intelligent and sort of questions that won't get booed off the audience, but B, funny enough that we can talk about it and go, we said Willy! I've never been more angry in my life as getting up. Honestly, on the Saturday night, the Friday night, Saturday morning before qualifying, I couldn't sleep. I was awake at 4, hadn't slept much, knew I had to be up at like 5 to watch the qualifying or whatever, and I was like properly grumpy. And I get up and I make a coffee and I'm feeling tired and ill and irritable, but I'm excited because the first qualifying of the year is about to start.
Let's start this thing.
And they do the BBC swish swish logo, they do this, that and the other, and then the first thing that comes up is more fucking Eddie Jordan fucking poetry.
It was the same poem.
Was it the same one?
I don't know.
I think it might be. Prancing horse this and dickhead that. Oh. Just so fucking angry.
Let's talk about something nice. Let's we talk about Team Lotus? Should we talk about them? There's the awkward pause. You've got to talk about the awkward pause. The video.
The video? The what?
There's a video. They tweeted a video of...
Oh, my God!
They tweeted a video of Anna, who's the lady that helped us go on a visit, doing some kind of tour of the factory. And she's in the foyer. She says, this is the car. Here. Here's the trophy we won from the GP2. Here. And here's the trophy we got from our friends, another F1 podcast. And that's how long the silence was.
It was like her looking at the guy doing the camera and they're both going, what the fuck are we doing? It's like,
what did we do with their lives?
Fucking... What do you say after that? You said, we've done a podcast giving us a thing. Oh, whoopee-doo. We should talk a bit about Perez.
Well, I don't know about this Perez thing.
Why?
Well, because the Sauber was illegal.
Oh, there wasn't any advantage from it, they said.
Did they?
Yeah, they said
what
it was.
Then why is it illegal?
What it was?
It's like, it's a fin that was manufactured incorrectly.
Yeah, there's a radius of angle that the wing has to be, and it's like a little fraction, a little bit too much or too less.
Five millimeters.
Yeah, it's nothing. What's that?
Then why?
I don't know. I mean,
they did all right. They did good.
One tyre stop is ridiculously impressive for someone on his first race, who is basically a paid driver.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's being funded by the richest man in the world. The richest man in the world. Carlos Slim, who is the guy that runs the Mexican Telmex company that sponsors Sabre this year and bankrolls him.
Yeah, yeah.
Was on the list, the Forbes list of the richest man in the fucking world.
Well, he didn't get rich. That's how it's happened. He got rich by being frugal. And he said to that guy, he said, Perez, only change the tyres.
I might have money, but that's not how you learn.
It's not fucking fritter it away, eh?
Well, you want to do some stuff talking to our listeners. Go on, now.
Well. We've got to talk to... First of all, we've got to say hello to... I want to do some stuff. Terry, you have to pretend that you want to do this too.
I'm not going to make a sandwich.
we have to say hello to you first. Hey, we need to get this down.
So let's do some shout-outs.
Shout-outs to @Gridwalk. That's their Twitter name.
Formerly Waved Yellows.
Yeah, mine now. Yeah, it's got lots of names, isn't it?
What are you doing?
What are they going to be next week? At Checkered Flag, Gridwalk Yellows. No, they're not going to be that. Don't look at me like that.
Safety Car. They call themselves Safety Car.
They'll be at Safety Car. No, they are definitely at Gridwalk, and it's proper F1 news, like serious stuff and all that sort of stuff. So go follow them.
We should put an end to this World Cheaters Flame War as well, because it's just got a bit too nicey-nicey.
It's got too nice. Well, I've come up with a cunning plan, Terry. Do not fear. I have a cunning plan. The War Room has met. It's just another nice thing.
I've got a plan.
What?
We and Side Podcast gang up
on
take down Gareth Jones on speed.
Right, so this is how we're going to end the flame war, Terry. Is that what we're going to do? We talked about Gareth Jones on speed. We're going to end the flame war this way. There is a Formula One fan called Amy Fulton. She was at the Australian Grand Prix. She entered a competition. She won the competition. And then they changed the competition.
Outrageous.
Yep, outrageous. But she's entered another competition. She loves competitions.
She does like competitions.
What we've learned from this, competitions are quite useful. Yeah, so this is the way it works. If you go onto the website, anotherf1podcast.com, there's a post called Side Podcast versus Another F1 Podcast. And basically all you need to do is go onto Facebook and like Amy's picture, and the more likes she gets, the more likely it is that she'll go to...
Yeah, read the whole story there.
It's quite convoluted, but it's simple to do. But
basically, the Australian Grand Prix did a big cock up, and now she's paying for it. So we're going to make it better. We are like, we inside podcast have merged to be like Jim Will Fix It.
We're like merged, Power Rangers.
We've basically they've done something nice, and we've gone, oh, we'll do that too. we're like, you know,
the worst kind of friend.
We're like someone doing comic relief for the exposure. Said it. So that's the Australian Grand Prix. So the season's
it's all started.
The season, I think, is going to be okay. A lot of teams fucked up this weekend, so it's going to be interesting to see what the level playing field is. But I'm feeling hopeful.
Yeah, yeah, fingers crossed.
This is not like Bahrain last year, when I could have killed everybody involved. Which, ironically, is what Bahrain's trying to do. Oh, God! That wasn't the joke I meant to make.
Okay, right, well, you need to do things. Go to the Facebook page, like us, like Amy Fulton.
Follow us on Twitter, @_F1. We've got to change that. Because you can just change it.
@_F1podcast. Why can't we be another F1 podcast on this?
It's one letter too many than the maximum on Twitter. Oh. We could be another F1 podcast or another.
Podcast, you get me.
Another F1 podcast. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook.
Come to the visit the page. You know, they have another F1 podcast. And come and watch our videos. That's what we need to say.
Oh, we've put some videos up.
Watch our videos.
Before they get blocked by FOM.
Yeah, because once they figure out that we've put content on, we're fucked.
We are sticking our fingers up to copyright. And copyright will soon come down and break those fingers. If you like us on iTunes, leave a comment.
Yeah. If you don't like
us... No.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Another F1 Podcast with Terry Saunders and Kevin Shepherd. If you want more stuff, come to the website, anotherf1podcast.com.